the contribution that New York City brings in general is that it has rolled out a framework for implementing the SDGs, and in particular one on mental health. What's important is that they have been doing it and that they're bringing it to us at the United Nations so we understand and we can get some visibility on it. And there are many elements of it that could be applied globally. So in that sense, it is a real contribution how they have taken the global vision of the SDGs and localized it. And that is what the SDGs will need if they're going to be successful.
The meeting specifically talks about addressing mental health challenges in the United States, particularly in NYC. But this obviously is a global problem. So how do you expect the results of this meeting to be applicable to many other countries, especially member states?
They have a particular program that they call task shifting, and that means that laypersons could be trained and could be alerted to what might be some signs of mental illness. We are not replacing professionals, but we in fact could know what the signs are, and then infrastructure could be there to take us forward. We learned from Belgium, who participated and co-sponsored the meeting, that they are focusing on community health care, which mental health treatment in the home. So I think what we heard in total, both from the city of New York, as well as the other countries that participated, is in fact universal principles and practices that could be generalized across other countries for the implementation of good health practices on the SDG number 3.
As you mentioned, promoting mental health is one of key SDGs. How will it contribute to sustainable development in general?
Everything starts with the ability to act, and good healthy action requires good healthy minds, good healthy bodies. So mental health is a foundation to health. Sometimes you might be physically well, but if you are emotionally or spiritually sad or crippled or confused, you can't really act, you can't learn, you can't work, you can't take care of the family, you can't help solve problems. So good mental health is a foundation to all health and to all capacity to engage in the world. And we see that as a support for the SDGs, because the SDGs depend on healthy individuals, healthy families, healthy decision makers, healthy communities to implement them.
So do you think community engagement projects or a grassroots movement is key to tackle mental health challenges?
Yes, because the important thing is to change the culture, to remove the stigma of mental health from persons who might be suffering from it. We heard about two initiatives, one in the churches, that the pastors must be and are engaged and are opening up the doors to next to the church so that people who need mental health care could feel that the church is a significant provider in the first stage of care and attention. Those are very useful. And the second one was a program that is ongoing with young people, the Red Hook Initiative in Brooklyn. And I would say that it is at the household and community level that the most important interventions have to be made. The culture of understanding, acceptance, and response have to be made.
Finally, speaking about youth, are they more susceptible to experiencing mental health disorders?
I would say yes, to the extent that if there are adults who are alcoholics or depressed or violent or so in the home, it immediately impacts on the children. And then we know that scientifically that depression can strike people in the adolescent years. For females, young mothers after giving birth or sometimes even after becoming pregnant can become very depressed. So young people and young women in particular, and women and unemployed people, are among those susceptible to mental health diseases.